Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave DeBuscher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave DeBuscher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Schilling goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to third. Clinton moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud takes first base on ball four. Bob Tillman pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Clinton scores. Bresud moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Bresud scores. Tillman goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman now catching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bressude hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tillman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Geiger out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiss moves to second. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tillman strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Robinson moves to second. 1 out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Schilling scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Martin moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bresut strikes out. There goes Clinton. The throw from Martin to second, and Clinton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wilson bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Tillman moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-4 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.